Discover Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza happening live. It is happening now. This is called Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Thanks. Hello. 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 Oh, now this.
Alana Wexler is just 13 years old, but she long ago committed herself to a cause we all support. Was so impressed with Alana that she invited her here tonight to be with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Alana Wexler.
My name is Alana Wexler. I'm 12 years old. It's a grassroots organization of kids that want to help their futures and get active in politics. When my parents went to see Speak, they told me that she was amazing and that they thought we would make a great president. I decided to find out more. I talk about what I learned by using my ABCs. A is America. He is a hero to America, and he will help our future. He is a great and positive role model. B is better education. He wants to make class sizes smaller so that children get the best part out of learning. He wants to help teachers, because being a teacher is educating children and letting them out into the world to do good things. C is compassion towards children. He wants to make sure that healthcare is not a privilege, but it is something that we can all afford. This summer, I was supposed to go to my favorite camp, but instead, I decided to go to the office every day. Kids can really help. Will win. Plus, 25 questions to make up the floor from the last election.
plan. Vacation. And vacation. And to and week and to and vacation and and to vacation.
Long before it was fashioned.
Producing program.
Walt Disney was controversial long before it was fashionable. He insisted that Walt Disney World be environmentally conscientious.
The roots and these other new meanings and place music with the environment.
Alana Wexler!
New meanings and tune in Paris Music Boston tonight. Thousand and radio program. It didn't pan out with the future. It's quite some interesting. The time is work, vacation. We're producing and we've got a show, New Meanings.
Tune
is an ongoing performance during the program and please schedule it. So check it out and quite great. You can meet us on the show and you're listening to the environment. Eating is Softy website cost an interview August because it's producing Austin Roots performance during the program Thousand. It didn't pan out. Quite great. You can put up the show and radio is scheduled place. Music is an ongoing new meaning. Fast is going to go here. Website August. You're listening to program Peace and Environment. So check it out. Eden Mustafi on the show. Tonight, quite some interesting vacation because it's the time is. And a lazy approach. And actually, show is work and audio. Mention the website for the next couple of good sounds. Best great online. And we've got performances is going to be here by great website. We'll miss interviews from the East Coast. So check it
my
out.
Friend,
and interviews ever. Next week in the city. Tom is one. Relocated to the 6th
is to keep you now and your children later and your grandchildren much later out of a last-ditch war for the preservation of American independence and all of the things that American independence means to you, to me, and to us. Tonight, the presence of a world crisis. My mind goes back 8 years to a night in the midst of a domestic crisis.
You never know when it could all just suddenly change. Everything can change. Everything that's happening. You might expect things to happen the way that they've always happened. The way they're happening now is the way things will be. Where will you be 30 minutes from now? Where will you be 10 years from now? You may think that you know there won't be any drastic changes. Everything will continue along a course related, plotted out. Based on where you are right now,
we met the issue of 1933.
Then surprises happen. Surprises may happen.
We face this new
when will the surprise happen? Will it happen right now? Will it happen in 5 minutes? Will it happen in October? 4725667. Surprises. 4725667. You'll be placed on the air. You'll be surprised.
That European and Asiatic war makers should not gain control of the ocean which leads to this hemisphere. Does anyone seriously believe?
Members of the Senate of the House of Representatives.
That we need to fear attacks anywhere in the Americas. Why not?
Hello. You know, I was abducted by aliens, and I'm part of the MUFON group. And it was It was a night last July when I was in southeast Bear County, and I was camping. And me and my brother, we saw this light in the sky, and we kind of went over to go see what it was about. The next thing I remember, I was waking up in this very large dark room where these, the only thing I could say is I could call them creatures. It's just a figment of my subconscious memory of what they actually were. But all I really remember is these very black eyes, these ominous looking eyes staring down upon me. And they were doing experiments, and they put the chip in my head. And ever since then, I get free HBO. It's great. That's why I listen to Kim's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, because it remodulates the synchronicity of the frequency in the chip, and it makes my life manageable. So I'd like to just thank Ken for putting on such a wonderful show. Thank you, Ken. I want to be shouted from the rooftop. This is the president, but the secrets that he's revealing are only mistaken. They're not real at all. It's an illusion of Maya. All of it. Never be mistaken again. We are now living in a Shakespearean drama of epic proportions. Everything is happening all at once. Moore's Law. All the secrets that are being revealed daily, and they mean nothing. The truth is out there, but it's mixed with fiction, and we're all stuck in this mediated transmission. It's the best thing, and it's the worst thing, and it's what we have. And what we're doing with it is allowing the new power, whatever they want to call themselves, we all know who they are. They're taking over the world in their own fashion.
Free Britain remains our most powerful naval neighbor in the Atlantic.
Four seven two five six six seven. Surprises. Surprises. 4725667 and possibly go to Tough Cats.
Thank you.
when you call 472-5667. You're just on the air. That's just what happens. If you don't hear ringing anymore, that means you're on the air.
The ringing in the air hasn't stopped. It hasn't started yet. But we are preparing for the apocalypse this way and in this fashion. Big surprise. Oh, yes. But here we are, living it now. Constantly mediated. Where is the immediate? It is also here. For immediately, I am talking. And immediately, you are hearing my voice. But in the mediated world, nothing happens.
Understand it. This is the greatest barrier to your enlightenment.
loaded, Charlie, with a great future.
And all of the things that American independence means to you and to me and to ours. American industry were grinding to a full stop, when the whole banking system of our country had ceased to function. I tried to convey to the great mass of American people what the banking crisis meant to them in their daily lives. Tonight I want to do the same thing. With the same...
Grenada, we were told, was a friendly island paradise for tourists.
Which faces America.
Well, it wasn't. It was a Soviet-Cuban colony being readied as a major military bastion to export terror and undermine democracy. We got there just in time.
The issue of 1933 with courage and realism. We face this new crisis, this new threat to the security of our nation.
There comes a time in the affairs of men when they must prepare to defend not their homes alone, but the tenets of faith and humanity on which their churches, their governments, and their very foundations are set.
Every generation of young men and women in America has questions to ask the world. Most of the time, they are the simple but nevertheless difficult questions. Questions of work to do, opportunities to find, ambitions to satisfy. But every now and again in the history of the Republic, a different kind of question presents itself. A question that asks not about the future of an individual or even of a generation, but about the future of the country, the future of the American people.
We intend to keep our freedom, to defend it from attacks from without and against corruption from within. We shall defend it against the forces of dictatorship, whatever disguises and false faces they may wear.
It is national, and it is homey at the same time. For example, I'm buying not one stamp, but 10 stamps. Each to go into a little book for each of my 10 grandchildren.
People like to believe that wars in Europe and in Asia are of no concern to us.
My fellow Americans, the sudden criminal attacks perpetrated by the Japanese in the Pacific provide the climax of a decade of international immorality. No Americans today or 1,000 years hence need feel anything but pride in our patience and in our efforts through all the years toward achieving a peace in the Pacific.
And representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
The freedom in itself is not enough. Freedom of speech is of no use if a man has nothing to say.
Every nation, large or small.
4725667.
Easterly when you point out the hidden truth and shout the secrets from the rooftops, reveal the occult powers in the Skull and Bone Society, uncover the Masonic rituals and show them for what they are. We are addicted to gasoline and pixel screen power spot mediation. We are legitimizing our insustainability through acceptance and approval of these so-called leaders and their behaviors. And through our and their actions and or inactions, we will inculcate upon the world an apocalyptic Armageddon. Will Jesus come down and beam us up to a pie in the sky? Or will we reap the seeds we have sown, seeds of the military, industrial complex?
Oh, yes, sir. I know.
You're really a very lucky man. You've got the world. And all that's in it, you face the future free and clear. Good luck, Charlie, you can make it if you take it from here.
Disruption and to the defeat of the global terror network. Now, this war will not be like the war against Iraq a decade ago, with the decisive liberation of territory and swift conclusion. It will not look like the air war of Kosovo 2 years ago, when no ground troops were used and not a single American was lost in combat. Our response involves far more than instant retaliation and isolated strikes. Americans should not expect one battle, but a lengthy campaign, unlike any other we have ever seen.
The sense of wonder, the unfailing hope of what next. joy, inspiration of life. They teach you in this way to be an officer and a gentleman. Full of victory. Their story is known to all of you. It is the story of the American man-at-arms. My estimate of him was formed on the battlefield many, many years ago and has never changed. I regarded him then as I regard him now.
In those 7 years, the real income of the average American after taxes rose by almost 30%.
And I are just beginning as I commence my big career. A world of opportunity.
Walt Disney was a conservationist long before it was fashionable. He insisted that Walt Disney World be environmentally conscientious. Almost 8,500 acres were set aside to remain undeveloped and maintained as a natural preserve.
Up from the very ground floor, a rosy future waits just beyond my gate, as it never waited before.
American heroes, next president.
What a team.
Sometimes a surprise is that it just doesn't get any better. Sometimes you have to search really hard to find something that has improved. And sometimes you never find it. You cannot go on. Certainly feel as though my time is up. There's nothing more for me to do. no reason to try, because it will just come to an end, whether you're ready for it or not, whether you're prepared or not, the end always This was Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza on this Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. To chronicle Ken's last ever radio extravaganza up until the moment that it ended. The archival museum is located online at counterfolk.com. That's F-O-L-K, counterfolk.com/last ever. For those things on the internet that archive things that have happened in the past that are no longer happening, those things you can type Ken's last ever radio extravaganza into and find out and listen to and hear the shows that are over. They're never going to happen again. To contribute to the eulogy, please send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Send your regards, your wishes, your hopes, unfulfilled dreams. Thanks for listening.